we've played some good cricket in the first two games and failed to seize our advantage in both those games. And that kind of cost us with the results against Durham and Middlesex. The Worcester game, we're just under par. I'm not entirely sure we had Alphonso Thomas coming back into the side and the very promising Craig Overton coming back into the side, and maybe it was a little bit of complacency crept in. Worcester executed their skills better than we did and fully deserved the win.
So is it about the other teams being better or you not being good enough?
No. I think it boils down at the end of the day to a bit of confidence. We've only really got one batsman who's in consistent form, and that's James Hildreth, who's playing as well as ever. Other batsmen have shown glimpses of what they can do. You know, we've got hundreds from Marcus, from Johan Myberg, but we haven't been consistent through that middle order, 5, 6, 7, 8. We haven't got the runs from there. So we've got a lot of work to do to put that right, and hopefully we can start that against New Zealand.
At what point do you judge consistency? Because, you know, three games in, some would say, you know, the season is a marathon, not a sprint. But for you, when do you start to become worried?
not quite yet. I wouldn't push the panic button quite yet. But we know that we need to improve our performance. We need to match the performance that we put in against Middlesex on a more consistent basis.
Right.
That was a good team performance. Unfortunately, we lost Jamie Overton to injuries, which nullified our attack in the fourth innings of the game, and they put on a 200-run partnership, which effectively won the game for them. But, you know, cricket is a funny game in terms that it can turn around very quickly. The guys are working hard. We've got the guys coming in for nets today. They're very keen to turn it around, and I think that the game against Worcester was a bit of a wake-up call all round.